With a whirlwind of hype and spin that we're 2 weeks of political conventions behind us, a moment of reflection may be appropriate. How can a rich, vibrant nation find itself in such a polarizing state? Is there a way to move the conversation forward? Some hopeful thoughts were recently shared during a conversation with UB Professor David Castillo, who sheds light on the modern paradox of a world that is increasingly connected by the internet and social media, and at the same time, features so many people living in intellectual isolation.
We have created a media bubble dominated by informational silos that allow us to imagine that what our opinion is aligns with reality in a way that we haven't experienced before. So it's very easy to feel entitled to our own reality when everything around us tends to confirm our opinions.
It paints a bleak picture of a future where Americans, fortified in their own opinions, refuse to compromise or even accept alternative views, no matter the facts. Castillo, however, remains optimistic that bridges can be built. In work co-authored with William Eggington, he shows how one comedian in his own way was able to break through those divisions in a lighthearted fashion by producing a parody of a cable news talk show.
The kind of audience we have in mind here is not necessarily an academic audience. So part of what we try to do is to find in the same popular culture examples of different ways in which this discussion can take place. An instance that comes to mind is, Stephen Colbert's old program.
Right. The Colbert Report.
More so than the new one, yes.
This is the Colbert Report!
The potential of irony, well deployed, to both show us the ridiculousness of our own sense of entitlement and to provide a path towards constructive criticism is often understated.
A professor of Romance languages and literature, Professor Castillo draws a fascinating 400-year connection between Colbert and Cervantes. That extended conversation can be found at WBFO.org. Now, as the new director of the Humanities Institute at UB, Castillo wants to use that platform to generate an open dialogue about society's maladies.
You know, as you're talking about it, it sounds like you see a pathway where this trend can be reversed. At the same time, you see this path, we mentioned it before, how it seems like people are becoming more and more anchored in their individual realities. Are you optimistic?
Yes, I have to be. I'm an early modern specialist. Back at the time, they thought the world was ending, and here we are. So, by definition, early modern specialists have to be optimistic. If anything, because those guys turn out to be wrong about their own apocalypse. The idea is to actually take us away from this notion that we have to rescue the humanities, to reflect on collectively on what the humanities can do to rescue our societies from the plague of anti-smarts, denialism, fundamentalism, the plague of isolationism that is threatening our present and our future. I believe that's a noble cause. So let's do it. Humanity is to the rescue.
Professor David Castillo of the Humanities Institute, thanks very much for your time.
Sure. Thank you, Jay.